Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
He's like their little child. He's like their little mascot. Yeah. If he dies, there's going to be like thousands of people crying.
Cute little Japanese men are a weird thing.
Japanese men are weird.
Cute, like you know, all these old people,
all these old Asian. What are you
Japanese?
To...
They draw like you know.
They just draw. They just all they do is draw.
They never stop drawing. No, like the documentary that one Studio Ghibli documentary came a couple years ago. Like all of the guys there, they would have like a little like chibi drawing of themselves. And it's weird.
At the end of manga, the artists always draw themselves like that.
Yeah, and so it's interesting to me
at the subway too.
It's interesting to me that that's a genre of cute little old Japanese man.
I like that genre.
That's just a drawing. That's a character that you can have.
Miyamoto is so famous in Japan, he can't go anywhere.
I don't imagine
without like. He's actually like a national treasure, so they give him like guards and shit.
So they give him treasure.
Does he have like a, you know, concealed weapons?
Yeah,
he's the only person in Japan allowed to use a gun.
He has a license to carry like
a weed zapper with him.
Like he has a license to kill.
I don't know. What would you, like a bayonet or something? Because I'm trying to create a connection to how like people get knighted when they're famous in Britland.
Gets a big musket.
It shoots big fucking lead balls.
What are the perks of being knighted? It's not just about like, oh, I'm knighted.
I think
like,
it
you
is.
Get perks, I think it's right? Just honorary,
there's
right?
some perks. Like, you get your picture up somewhere, like in a restaurant or something.
Queen's bedroom has, like, a wall of knights.
You go to the Denny's and your photo's there.
You get a discount at Denny's. I'm pretty sure it's literally just about the title.
Do you get a free, like set of armor?
You get, like,
I would hope. I hope that fucking Elton John is walking around in a...
You're actually called upon to defend the queen in times of war.
Well, that's what they do.
Excuse me,
it's
Sir
like them
Knight.
Trying to sell knives to you. Like, oh, you can get the armor to go with the knife.
It's a secret.
You actually have to, like, when you're not... It's like the Hollywood star. When you unlock getting a Hollywood star, you still have to pay, like, 120 grand for it. So you have to buy
Armor. Is that real? Or is that...
Yeah, they don't give you the star. You have to buy
don't
the
Don't Oscars
is that
cost
why
money,
Lopez
too?
Is that a star?
Everything costs money. Why?
When we're at E3, we were standing right on top of George Lopez's star. Outside of the Xbox experience, I took a photo of it.
Did you actually?
I did. Well, you want
to
see it?
Yeah, throw it up on screen.
Haha. Send it to me.
I can't hear.
Wow, this is the sound of the photo.
Exactly. You got it.
I don't know about you guys, like, but I'm unable to hear the word George Lopez without hearing that Lowrider song.
Yeah.
Like the cowbell starts playing.
That's how I was introduced to him.
Well, so you like George Lopez. This can't go in the podcast because it's a visual. But if he does this thing, he tells a joke and goes like this.
Oh, that's exactly what he does. He cranes his head and he looks down.
Little tilt in there.
It always gets me.
I was curious if anybody else had ever noticed that.
I've actually seen him live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
He's not dead. Found him alive.
No.
Poor Jordan. I haven't heard anything from him in a long time.
This is when I was like 17 or something. Oh. So I was ripe.
So that was when he was big.
Yeah. Oh, he's always been big. What are
he's
you
still
to
big.
Say?
I see what you're doing.
No, I was in. It was in the time frame.
It's a fat Mexican.
It was in the. Well, he's not fat. Look at that. LA Live Hall of. Oh, see? Wow. He's in the
over
Hall of
100,000 tickets sold December 15th, 2009. Wow, George Lopez.
He really did it. Basically, it was around the time he got that talk show that failed.
Oh, so that just means he like performed there.
Lopez tonight.
Yeah.
You remember? He got a talk show.
He did have a talk show.
And it failed. Yeah. It didn't do well.
I didn't even hear anything about it, so I just assumed like it must still be going.
He should use the character Mr. Electricidad in everything.
That's not his character. He didn't come up with it.
Well, he should buy the rights to it.
No, he improv through the whole movie, and they thought it was so good that they made it another
character.
They
made a role for
it. He was just supposed to be the teacher.
We're going to render you as a giant CG head monster.
I would do an impression of George Lopez, but I can't.
like,
if I did it, I'm sure.
He's very scratchy. This is my George Lopez.
That sounds nothing like George Lopez.
Now do Ernie. Now do Ernie.
Like Burton, like, Ernie.
No, from the Lopez
Ernie,
show.
Ernie, get out of my bed. It ain't easy being green.
Is that what he says on the George Lopez show?
Yeah.
When he accidentally paints himself green.
He's talking about Ernie from the George Lopez show. He's the fat Mexican guy.
I forgot.
The one where they always make fun of him.
Are you assuming Julian knows something about the show for some reason?
No, I remember the show. I remember that he was always angry at
his mom. It's not like they played the George Lopez show in Mexico.
He was only angry at his mom.
It's not like it's a Mexican like tradition Maybe to watch the George Lopez show.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. That's the national anthem.
Low Riders, the Mexican national anthem.
Please stand for the national anthem.
Oh, by the way, this is the Super Mega Podcast.
Welcome to this cast. I forgot.
We're here with Ding Dong and Julian once again.
Here we are. We came all the way from Planet Drool to give you a message of hope.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, they had some visa issues with Planet Drool, but here they are. episode 98.
It wasn't 100.
No.
Oh, so close. I know, right? Oh, so 98.
Are we still doing something special for our 100? Like, is it the big special thing?
We haven't even thought about it.
Oh, no. Like, I don't think 100. We have
enough. Yeah, I mean, you might want to.
We have Anime Expo once. You know, Tucker needs to be
climb
here.
Climb down while you're ahead.
Yeah, just wrap it up. Don't even bother. 100.
I think we still have to get. No.
Like, 99.
If we quit at 99, we can probably like quit
then
for a few
like
years and then come back at 100 and people will still watch
99.2,
it. Like
99.3.
Yeah.
99 part 2.
We never release 100. It's just like just 99.123467878.
So when 100 finally drops,
it's big.
That's big.
And the other podcast should be like 2 minutes,
you do, here,
5 minute bits.
Tell you what you do. Save it for the 100th anniversary.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Have our grandkids do it.
It's because I'm picturing like you guys obligating each new generation of children.
Like they have to do it even though they've never met. They don't know each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
Like it's in our will. It just says super mega cast.
Yeah.
Will. I want my grandkids to be podcasters. That's what I want for them. I want nothing more for my.
It's too depressing for me to even like think about jokingly.
What, you don't want your grandkids to be podcasters or Let's Players?
Absolutely.
What if your son came to you one day?
He said, Dad, I'm dropping out of high school. I want to be a Let's Player like you. And I say,
follow your dreams, son.
What is yeah, but
you do anything.
But Ding Dong, you're going to be in your huge-ass mansion because you were a Let's Player.
My big-ass banging mansion that I got.
And
my fat stacks of money. Oh, child of mine comes in. Father, I dropped out of high school. I burned the whole school down. I want to be a Let's Player. I say, you know what? You do you. You do you.
Would you have to put your
Shitty
son... Fuck. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yes.
Would you have to put your son down
water?
If he...
Fine.
There's water right there.
There is. I don't want to put my lips on it, though.
It's clean. It's a clean bottle.
Put your lips on that dollar?
Mine.
Only yours?
One other person's lips have been on it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm being honest here.
I'm saying thank you, like legitimately. Now I'm definitely not putting my lips
on it.
It's
never blended, trucked, or purified water from the tap. Proof that mom always liked us best.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It says it on the bottle.
What does it say? That mama always does best?
Proof that mom always liked us best.
Proof that mom always liked
mama
us best.
Mama always does best.
I like
it's
that
funnier,
better.
I think.
Proof that mama always did. What's he? Oh, mother. It's talking about Mother Nature.
Yeah.
It's calling Mother Nature mom. That's weird. Calling Mother Nature mom. Well, I'm going to have some of this water.
You shouldn't do that. That's rude.
It's a little kinky.
Oh, he's going for it.
Whoa.
It's good water.
Probably is.
I bought it to make coffee.
You know, it's
with.
Fresh from the springs.
Matt,
they go out there and they
give
do
us,
that on
give
their
us
own.
A review of. Is that Avion?
Crystal Geyser.
Crystal Geyser.
Natural Alpine Spring Water.
That's this podcast sponsor.
No, it's not.
Just kidding. That's coming later in the podcast.
Oh, we do
I know you're
sponsor,
excited for
we?
It. We do, yeah.
Fuck.
Is
it also bottled water?
No, I wish.
What that, is it?
If any bottled water wants to sponsor us, go for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Sorry, we had to cut back in because Ding Dong was talking about how horny he was.
please, keep it going. Keep it going.
I'm going to read the... Well, Mother Nature's recipe is good enough for us. That makes it sound like it's like not good, but like, oh, it's good enough for us. The recipe,
I mean, it's only water.
It's good enough for us. The recipe for Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water has been handed down by Mother Nature. They got the rights to water
just as
Mother Nature.
Just as the positions
you could
of
also,
Super Mega.
You could also just write that it's water. You don't even have to say that.
Wow.
Look at this. How would you feel special recipe that we got from Mother Nature herself.
How would you feel if that was actually the label? It just said, it's water.
There's no ingredients.
Honest.
Oh, that would be something. It'd be like kind of like one of those hipster things, like the boxed water.
Yeah, I could
just be
see
like,
that.
It's water, and it's just like that's all it is.
That's so mayo.
Wow,
remember that?
That's so mayo.
That was Miracle Whip, wasn't it?
That's so mayo.
It's so mayonnaise I can taste.
That's so mayo.
It's so mayonnaise to me.
It's my favorite show.
I was wondering how you were gonna handle that line.
I did it.
No,
man.
They advertised Miracle Whip as being edgy and rebellious.
Yeah, what? Because it's not mayonnaise. Mm-hmm.
That was a real thing.
Wait, really?
I remember that ad campaign.
Yeah.
And the commercial.
It's not your mother's mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I remember it because wasn't it also in Skate 3 as like a big thing? Did they have gigantic
Miracle Whip?
Yeah, like
was that a secret character?
No, they had gigantic bottles of it that you could put everywhere.
Oh, like, you could put the things on the skateboards, like decorate your skateboards with the Cool Whip logo. No, sorry, Miracle Whip logo. That's the problem with the name of Miracle Whip. It doesn't like mayonnaise. It sounds like a sweet thing. Miracle Whip.
Yeah,
it sounds like tasty. Like
sounds
sweet.
Like Cool Whip.
Like those
Stewie.
Little...
Dude, that was Stewie. I knew it was coming.
I'm
said
sorry.
Cool Whip.
He did Stewie.
I saw your face light up.
I just wanted to see if you visited hold on
Family Guy.
No.
Do you watch Family Guy?
What's your favorite episode?
Do you watch Okay.
Ding dong.
I watch it every night before bed.
When was the last time you even watched Family Guy?
I always have to stop people when I hear that they watch Family Guy. Peter Griffin.
What does he do?
He's like my hero.
What's your favorite episode?
Okay. Season 2, episode 3.
Does it have the chicken in it? If it doesn't have the chicken, then it's
chicken
not my
Little
favorite episode. No, wait. Wait, Zach Braff guest starred?
Unused cutaway gag. Chicken Little comes in and says,
I remember the one time I watched Chicken Little.
Hey guys, it's me, Chicken Little. Beautiful. I don't know why they didn't use it. It was cut from the episode.
What is Zach Braff doing nowadays? Besides all those Family Guy cameos as Chicken Little.
What? Serious question. What happened to Zach Braff?
He's dead.
Serious question.
He's dead.
Died
last year.
What are you talking about? Turk came out and danced and cried and everything.
Turk?
Yeah.
From Tarzan.
From Scrubs.
No!
Turk from Scrubs!
I'm glad that would land.
Jesus Christ. Because if you knew what we were talking about.
It's fun. We got a running gag going because I already did it.
What happened in that show, though? People used to reference it all the time when it was airing.
Family Guy?
No!
Oh my God, wait.
There's Scrubs!
Scrubs? What are you talking about?
Remember Scrubs?
Yes, I remember Scrubs. I remember they went... Somewhere along where the bitterness ends.
They had ukulele cover, remember?
Because someone was dying. And then, what's his name? George of the Jungle. Ben Shapiro. No. Ben Shapiro and Scrubs. No, it was Sad Man Crying Photo. He's an actor who was in...
Ben.
He's been in Indian films recently because he doesn't have a career anymore.
This is definitely the most cohesive podcast to date.
Come on, he's famous for being a sad man. His wife took all of his money.
Oh, the guy with the voice.
What?
Who are you talking about?
have none of you seen George of the Jungle? The live-action hit movie.
I thought we were talking about Scrubs. What happened?
Well, I'm going to bring it back.
I think I'm thinking of Jungle 2.
He was
Jungle.
In an episode
of
Scrubs.
To George
where at
the
end, the twist is that he was dead the whole time, and Dr. Cox was imagining him.
Is that really the...
Is this actually a theory?
No, it happened in the episode.
Is that really how Scrubs ends?
No, that's how one of the episodes
I know the
ends.
First season was supposed to be that the janitor was not real, and it was in his mind all along.
It's
remember
Brendan Fraser, by the way.
Oh, Brendan Fraser, yeah.
Did you know Marge was
Brendan Fraser? I would have... I'll just say Monkey Bone.
Marge was going to have rabbit ears in her hair. Did you remember that?
Yeah,
I do.
Did.
Yes.
And she was going to pull people in. Like, that was going to be your clue.
Just...
In the back, you'd see, like, pull Maggie into her hair, and then you would never see Maggie again. Like, they were supposed to build into the bunny ears, but they never got to it.
It was actually, the whole show was supposed to be about Bunny Marge.
But we never got around to
it. But the voice actress did so poorly that they had to create the family surrounding her.
She just couldn't do an impression of a rabbit.
And they got so mad at the animation they got back. It was too expressive.
So they
just cut
all of it. So they had to make it as stale as possible.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Yeah. What if every episode Marge's hair just got a little bit taller? Just like one more.
I would rather that it was getting a little bit shorter.
Like the Doug Dimmadome hat.
Yeah. Is there like a set number of
eventually it goes off screen?
I love that. That was a good running gag, man.
You know, he's real.
Can we go back to Family Guy?
Down the street,
Matt. What?
Can we go back to Family Guy real quick?
Why?
Yeah. I thought you said, can we go fight Family Guy?
I think they're kind of related because Fairly Odd Parents feels to me a lot like Family Guy for kids.
Well, Seth MacFarlane would guest voice on Fairly Odd Parents.
Well, did he?
It's true.
And the creator of Fairly Odd Parents would guest voice
Butch
on
and Seth
Family Guy.
Did a lot of work together.
Oh my God. Well, I'm not surprised. Like that makes sense. I think
I think the doctor in Family Guy was the voice of the doctor.
Adam West.
Because you'd see both of them on like Johnny Bravo and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys listened to Seth MacFarlane's Lounge album?
I never
CDs,
have.
His
I'm
jazz
sure.
CDs.
I'm sure he sings very.
He does.
Sweetly.
Like he's got a good voice. Type voice. Yeah. Do you think Seth MacFarlane's wrapped up in like the mafia?
Do you think Seth MacFarlane has rapped?
Yes.
Yes, he has. Do you remember that really funny Family Guy bit called Down Syndrome Girl, where they sang about a girl with Down syndrome?
I don't.
How funny was that one?
When was it?
It's aptly named. Can you tell me about all the other songs? Was there the song about how the government sucks? That was a good one.
That was a really good one.
Legalize Weed, that was a good song.
I remember the Brian Grease, the Dog. The Grease parody, because they would put it on TV constantly.
That was Give Up the Toad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode. Yeah, okay, every time I try to look up a Family Guy clip on YouTube, which is very often, when there's like, you might know what I'm talking about. There's a trend where they're like, the clip will be like six scenes longer than just the clip itself.
Because like the government's implanting their own Family Guy clips.
they were never
on
the show.
I've been catching on to that too. I've been noticing that.
You know what I'm talking about though? Like I'll go for one Family Guy clip and I get like six in one, but the video is named for that one clip.
Are you sure you didn't just keep clicking them because it's so gosh darn funny?
It's so funny. I just find myself in a little rabbit hole of Peter
Griffin.
And then
you go, Family Guy. I was going to watch just the chicken fight, but I watched like 12 of them.
Well, 12 chicken fights and it took me all day.
Listen, there haven't been 12 chicken fights.
The Twitter Conway stuff.
Stewie, chicken Stewie fights.
Thank you very much.
Stewie beats up Quagmire HD.
It's true. Stewie beats up Quag Guy.
Quagman.
Chicken attack Peter.
Wait. What do you keep bringing up the chicken?
Because they did it like 20
times.
It's
a running gag, just like the Twitty Conway gag, where they show an entire
like,
Twitty Conway
way,
music.
They only did it like three times.
Twitty Conway.
Is it Conway Twitty?
It's Conway Twitty.
Sorry. I guess I need to watch
Twitty
more Family Guy.
I'm sorry.
Sounds like a Looney Tunes
character. Exactly. I pictured Tweety Bird.
Same. It does sound like a Looney Tunes character. Well, I need to watch more Family Guy then. I'm not up to date with the running gags.
Yeah. get on my level. I'm sorry.
They're doing another live action Looney Tunes. Like they're doing another
Space Jam. Are they really?
They're doing a live action Family Guy.
They're doing another Space Jam. I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
with,
right.
With LeBron right. James, I swear to God, multiple times a day, and I pray to him that he will bestow upon me my own Family Guy episode that no one else has seen, that only I can see.
Have you ever opened MS Paint before?
It's called Ryan's episode.
And you trace over Peter Griffin. Box tool around his mouth, moving up and down, talk over it. You got like your own Family
hey,
Guy episode.
I'm Peter.
I can already hear him. Where's that voice coming from?
It's because Peter. I'm picturing Ryan in his room and it's all dark and he's just puppeting the mouse with the thing in MS
It's me,
Paint.
Peter. I escaped to New York. You gotta find me.
It's time. It's chicken time.
It's a chicken. He did used to say that.
Before every chicken
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, before every chicken
it's
fight.
It's chicken time.
It's chicken time.
And then,
Peter, I forbid you from having chicken time.
But Lois, I was about to say Marge.
But Lois, Lois, we don't have a premise, and the episode goes on for 11 more minutes.
Oh, then
Peter, put some references
me,
in.
That reminds me of that one time in that one episode.
Peter, do you remember the last time you fought the chicken?
What if the whole episode
shows the old one?
It's just four back-to-back chicken fights. They had to. Have
I feel like that.
That
must have happened.
They had to have thought about doing that.
Just like Peter, remember the last time you fought the chicken? It shows the last times.
Yeah, it just shows the entire clip. I shouldn't say clip.
I'm sure they haven't. They're
like
an
7 minutes long
episode like that.
Peter, remember the second half of the last episode?
Peter, forget it. The credits just roll.
The credits roll early and it's black for the rest of the time.
No, the credits like just scroll like super
really
slow for like 23 minutes.
Yeah, it's a really slow motion version of the
yeah,
song.
I was just going to say, is the song also playing really like...
No, it's Seth MacFarlane singing. It's he's doing his
in
lounge
slow
stuff.
Griffin's voice.
They slow down Seth MacFarlane
that
singing.
Seems today...
8 million Seth MacFarlane singing all at once. Remember when that was a trend on
Seth
YouTube?
Seth MacFarlane a cappella.
It was nothing but Seth MacFarlane.
Remember when he made 8 million clones of himself and he ran into the mall? And then they all started singing?
They did a flash mob. A Seth MacFarlane flash mob.
8,000 Seth MacFarlane flash mob.
They all did peanut butter jelly time.
Dude, do you remember when Family Guy actually
that,
put
they
a,
did that
they
in
put
the
a
show.
Peanut butter jelly time
They did
thing.
That in the show.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Brian runs in the banana outfit with the maracas and says it's peanut butter jelly time and he dances.
And then an actual green screen Seth MacFarlane runs in too with the maracas and goes, oh, we dress the same. One of us is going to have to change.
How old is that? How old is that man?
Seth MacFarlane?
Brian?
Yeah.
He's in his 50s, right? No, he's in his 40s, I'd say, right?
Late 40s.
He can't be that old.
Maybe early 50s.
He doesn't look that old.
No.
Plastic surgery.
This is why people are going for young ages.
Why are we talking so much about Family Guy?
Why not?
Let's
talk about The Simpsons.
What is the show? What is that show he's on, the Star Trek thing?
I haven't seen it.
I heard it's actually good.
Starts with an O.
Orwell.
Yes, you're right. Yeah,
Orson Welles.
S.S. Orwell.
Orbity.
The Orson.
Yeah, Orbity's toys. Orbity's jumping around on his fucking
Wait,
spring legs.
Can we go real quick? Go back to Miracle Whip. I'm meaning to say this.
Yeah.
They had a commercial for Miracle Whip, and it cuts to a shot of a girl where it looks like her mouth is full, like she has a huge mouthful of Miracle Whip. Do you guys remember that?
Jesus.
She's
do
just
you
like,
remember? Do you remember the Super Soaker and was called the Oozinator and you would pump it
and there's
it would
the,
shoot out like the congealed water.
There's a kid
the
getting
gonna, like,
fucking bukkakeed, yeah.
No?
You've never seen that?
That was real?
Yeah.
Was real. Look up on your phone, look up Oozinator.
Matt, you might not want to...
You're going to get put on a government watch list.
That's true.
No, because he was a popular
in fact, when
toy.
They put that commercial on TV just to put people on the watch list.
The Oozinator.
Like it was the computer from that one David Frith cartoon where it's... The computer that they set up in the middle
oh my
of town,
God.
And anybody get caught?
That's
using
it. That's the Oozinator.
It has its own Wikipedia page. The Oozinator is a toy water gun manufactured by Hasbro Incorporated. It's a member of the Super Soaker family, which includes 10 other squirt gun toys. It gained notoriety after its release due to its ability to discharge. How do you say that word, Ryan?
Semen.
Viscous?
Viscous.
Viscous compound that resembled human semen.
That's probably not how you
As well as its suggestive television advertisements that depicted said compound being forcefully ejected onto unwilling children. That's on the Wikipedia page. That's the first paragraph. Oh my God. In spray mode 2, the toy spurts ooze with each pumping action of a separate lateral manual handle.
Then in plop mode, it makes a disgusting mess.
But I can't think of anything to segue to.
Who here has seen the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers film?
I don't like
movie
Power
event.
Rangers.
Because I was hoping...
I don't like the Power Rangers.
I don't, so I've never seen their shit.
I was hoping somebody could give me a plot synopsis.
They are.
Dude, they're so fucking gay.
Pokemon's gay as shit, dude.
That's the new Pokemon movie coming out. Pokemon are gay.
Pokemon are gay.
That's the subtitle
of the movie.
Nintendo made a specific request.
Are they? So they're trying to keep people from going to see their own movie. They're like doing like anti advertising.
No, it's Pride Month, so they wanted people to go see it.
Well, that's the alternative. Yeah, that's the other possibility.
Reggie brought it up during the Nintendo Direct. He said, "Well, Pokemon's here, and it's fucking gay."
So imagine Reggie coming out saying that.
Well, that's all the time I've got. I have to get back to playing Pokemon or gay on my Nintendo 3DS. But I'll leave you with one more thing. Good night, everybody. And then it cuts to black, and then the trailer starts for Pokemon is Gay 2.
A Rainbow Smash logo.
It plays every gay Pokemon. And every gay Smash character.
Every gay Smash character.
The next Smash is gay.
And gay Smash Brothers, the new game that they're making.
Gay Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers already could be like a gay porn site if it wasn't a video game.
Smash Brothers. It does sound like the sister site to the, what is that one? Bang Brothers?
Bang Bros?
Bang Bros. The Bang Brothers.
They should call the next Smash Bros. The Bang Brothers.
Super Bang Brothers.
Super Bang Brothers.
That's probably a parody that exists.
I'm sure it is, but like...
There's Super Smashed Brothers. That's pretty funny.
Are they drunk?
They're drunk. That's the joke.
No one's ever done like a drunk show before.
Who does
on
that?
A YouTube channel.
That's stupid.
You guys still watch Daddy of Five?
Yeah. I just listened.
Ding Dong, I know you were a big fan of
their new video.
I like how
morning.
You said it, because I'm imagining a high school setting that someone comes up in the hallway and is like, yo, dude, see new Daddy of Five?
Hey, you punks catch the new Daddy Five on that stinking YouTube?
Stinking, is that what kids say?
Is that what they say?
That's kid slang
they
now.
Say, hey, punk, this is stinking
they
hot
say,
right
hey,
now.
I was chewing a YouTube video.
You watch that new stinking Tobuscus video?
Stinking.
Do young people like shorten YouTube to just the letter U, the number two, and then B-E?
They say,
or,
hey,
yeah,
yo,
just a B, maybe.
Waddles.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
YouTube.
Just simmering here on YouTube right
simmering.
Now.
Simmering on
YouTube. Yeah, just put in random words that makes it sound like slang.
There you go, everyone. Your new words to go to.
I'm feeling kind of blue, so I simmered on some Daddy of Five. And now I'm glimmering.
I mean, speaking
Julia,
of YouTube, are we...
Do you remember who Daddy of Five was?
Yeah, he's beating up the little child.
No.
And he was beating up the little child.
And people were getting yucks out of it.
Jesus.
Did you guys get yucks out of it? Ryan, did you like Daddy of Five?
No, I never saw a single one of their videos.
I saw one, and it actually like upset me.
Yeah, the fact that we're talking about Daddy of Five speaks a lot to how long it's been since we've seen each other.
He's in the new gay Smash Brothers game.
That poor kid.
It's a popular YouTube channel.
His life is
they got their
no
son taken
what.
Away. Thank God.
I hope that kid's okay.
Even so,
everything.
people are gonna make fun of him for the rest of his
that
life.
Poor kid.
I felt so bad for him. He did not deserve that this shit.
Kid.
That family sucks.
And his life's ruined. He gets to be known for that forever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That was a shitty family.
Let's talk about something fun and not.
Oh, I got something fun.
Let's lay it on me, fun. Man.
YouTube has chosen a random select few, like 5-point-something million users, to test out their new. Let's not show you. The custom created thumbnails that the creators took time and effort into make.
That's a good
to,
right.
Saw this,
draw
yeah.
you to the channel.
I like that. That's a good
yeah,
channel.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, it's only a small fraction of users.
I mean, I was
when
already really happy
it.
When they
it's
were changing the subscription
few million.
Boxes.
YouTube,
a
listen, million. Since YouTube first started, it's been known for their constant improvements.
Mm-hmm.
They're
at least this
they're
one's
always
small.
Making the
at
site
least,
better.
At least they're not trying to like
it's true.
Completely replace.
But they demonetize me.
Thumbnails.
Watch the fuck out.
Yeah.
You're going to... Not going to hear the end of that one,
wait,
YouTube.
Did they demonetize your
no,
channel?
I'm just saying that preemptively.
Oh.
They took down...
It's because by the time this comes out, yeah. we'll all have been demonetized.
It's also, anytime that something does happen with YouTube, it usually gets downplayed unless directly it affects somebody. And then they're like, oh, I got hit now. When it's like, no, this has been hurting everyone for a long time now.
Yeah.
That's been every change.
They demonetized fucking Tobuscus.
What'd he do?
He came out with a video recently.
He did.
The Me Too.
I saw
whatever.
That. He made another one 2 days later, like because he wanted more views again.
I don't think it was about it, but I think he knew that it would
was
seem it, like it was
this
about
cause it. Was this because of CSI?
they caught him.
See, I forgot Topuskis was on CSI. He was a gamer, right?
Yeah, he was.
Is it that one episode?
Do you remember the scene in specific? She's being beaten in a bathroom, and then he's off to the side. He keeps cutting back to him going, go, 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 go!
That one didn't age too well.
he agreed to be on that.
I think this is a better time.
I think
than
you
ever.
Were about to do an ad read.
I was about to do an ad read, because I was transitioning from Tobuscus to an ad read.
But we're just going to do the ad read now.
Okay. Do you guys mind sitting here while we do an ad read?
Okay, you can do the ad read.
Okay. Ding dong, when you shop online, do you suddenly turn into a tab hoarder? Loading dozens and dozens of new tabs on your browser in search of a promo code, just one that works? Afraid to close any of them in fear of missing out on a deal? Before you crash your browser yet again, try Honey. It's the free browser add-on that over 9 million people are using every day to save money while they shop online.
And Julian, in just two clicks, you can add Honey to any browser for free.
Holy f***ing s***!
Then shop like you normally do.
No!
Say yes.
Oh yeah!
Honey scans and tests millions of coupons in the background. At checkout, Honey automatically applies the best coupon. Time Magazine also called Honey basically free money. It rhymes. Over 9 million people use Honey every day, and together, they've saved millions of dollars.
Thanks to Honey, my life has been changed. Thanks.
Don't say that sarcastically, Ding Dong. It's a great service, and I actually do use it, and that's not a joke. I really do.
I do, too.
I have it on my browser.
I use it, too.
Listen, Ding Dong. I was trying to purchase a bulk thing of Slim Jims once, and I was about to spend more than a fortune on it.
And then Honey came
through, and I found such a good coupon, and I saved 90% on the Slim Jims.
Can we mention other brand names in a brand deal ad read?
Don't call them Slim Jims. Call them.
I was going to buy big packets of Slim Beef Jerky.
Call them
Jim Slims.
Thin Bobs.
Thin Bobs? I was going to get my Thin Bobs and my Jim Slims.
I don't like that. That sounds like vaguely sexual for some reason.
It's a Slim Jim.
I guess you're right.
This ad read just turned into bashing Slim Jim. Honey did not endorse us to do that, by the way. But there's no reason not to add Honey to your browser today. It's free, takes just two clicks to install, and will save you tons of money.
I'm going to do it right now.
Do it, Julian. You can get Honey for free.
Oh,
he did.
It was that quick and that fast.
It was only two clicks. Ryan, where do they need to go to download Honey?
Supermega.com/
That's not it.
Go to honey.com.
Honey.com/megacast. That's honey.com/
Sorry, I thought we were going to say megacast.
Oh, we can do it. Let's do that instead.
Please use all these.
Honey.com/megacast.
Wow.
It's just two clicks.
There we go, guys.
You guys just want to talk about Honey for the rest of the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm sure they would love that.
I know, they're like, ooh.
They're like, wow, we.
You know, I heard they give you free money for using it.
Just start saying, like, false things. Like, every time
using
you use Honey,
you get $10. Gets you high legally.
You can legally get high and get free money every time you use Honey.
Have you ever had a pet before?
I've had a pet.
Did it ever pee on the floor?
Yeah,
Ding Dong
probably,
does it all the time.
I'm going to say yes.
High five, brother.
I'm leaving.
Ding Dong, please stay for the rest of the podcast. We're recording this in my bedroom, by the way, because it's really late at night.
True.
So that's why the audio quality might be all wacky.
Whoa.
It's a little bit of echo.
Okay, tell me this. What is the furthest The Simpsons could push right now that it would make Fox consider maybe canceling it, but everyone is like, you know what? This is just enough that we're going to let it get by.
What, by
we're going to give you guys a warning.
A school shooting episode.
Oh, my God.
I don't... they might cancel it for that one.
I don't think so.
I think they would cancel it for that.
I don't think the whole episode... I feel like...
So you're, wait, are you... Oh, my God.
The thing is...
You're making it worse and worse.
I think that if South Park could get away with it, then The Simpsons could. Because...
The Simpsons is network television, though. It's not cable.
That's true.
But it's owned by Fox.
Which is owned by Disney now.
Really? They own
the
ABC
films,
and Fox?
The films.
No, they own everything. They own my neighbor.
Because you know Cool Cat's doing a school shooting movie. He is.
What?
Is he
look
really?
It up. Look, I'm not
you
joking.
Said movie. Okay.
No.
You paused. You're like, Cool Cat's doing a school shooting movie.
Have you seen
Jeez.
Is the movie called Cool Cat Does a School Shooting?
Let me see.
Fucking Christ.
Ding Dong, your face was just like, just changed so quickly.
Because he didn't finish. He just said he was doing it.
Is this it?
That's stranger danger alert.
No. Wait, shit. Cool Cat stops a school shooter.
I'm Derek Savage. Oh, I missed listening to this guy talk.
Is that the guy that made Cool Cat?
He's so goofy.
He looks like he's savage. Jeez.
Ooh. I can tell, yeah, it's making him really mad.
It made me pretty mad, too.
Let's see it. Is there a trailer for it?
He's going to throw it at you. And also, here's the first original motion picture soundtrack.
So you guys are the first to see it. All right. What is this guy looks in. This looks like a comedy sketch. This guy is on cocaine. The guy that made Cool Cat is definitely on cocaine.
Absolutely.
Look at him. He's running out of breath.
Why does he always refer to the collective, the kids?
The kids. It's like a...
Cool Cat Stops the School Shooting will be a free film for all public and charter schools.
Yeah!
That's an empty promise.
I'm going to look it up. See, did he come out with it already?
It's
literally called Cool Cat Stops a School Shooting.
How does he stop a school shooting?
Now, Ryan, that is a completely different title.
He shows up and he puts his hands up and he goes, "Stop in the name of the law!"
And the guy's like, "You know what? You're right.
Identify yourself.
This is illegal.
Don't shoot me." Okay, I'm on the IMDb. The description reads, "Cool Cat is in a class when an active shooter attacks his school, and Cool Cat shows children different techniques and safety tips." I'm guessing during the shooting, on what to do to stay safe, and then Cool Cat comes face to face with the shooter himself.
Oh my god.
But what happens then?
Can you tell me this? Is Butch the Bully casted for this film?
Do you think he's the shooter?
Butch the Bully! You're right! Holy shit! Butch the Bully!
Oh no!
No!
Is Butch the Bully the school shooter?
Wait, but is it the same kid?
Connor.
Because I'm already afraid for that.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh,
that's him. That's
no.
him.
Butch
the Bully.
Oh no!
He found a gun at the end of the original one, remember?
It's true.
Oh!
Is it already out?
It's all getting tied together!
Oh my god, he's gonna have his fat time!
This poor little kid.
Oh, it doesn't come out until October 15th.
Oh! No. So we can all go see that
it's
and the new Madea movie.
Spectacular!
I love it. Okay, Cool Cat Stops a School Shooting is a short action comedy. that's what it says!
Tyler Perry's Madea stops a school shooting.
Derek Savage, you fucking man.
Derek Savage was definitely on cocaine in that video.
Do you think The Simpsons could get away with a school shooting episode?
No!
Back to the main point.
Not The Simpsons.
I don't think The Simpsons
could. If Cool Cat can get away with it.
Well, Cool Cat is not The Simpsons. It's not like
Cool
a...
Cat is made, Cool Cat is made by an insane man.
It is, yeah. True. Yeah. But The Simpsons is made by an old man.
He's not that old, is he?
Matt Groening?
Did you guys see the trailer for his new Netflix original series?
I saw images of it.
I haven't, but that's just because I avoid trailers in general. Because
I like Futurama.
I mean, it's probably good. He's a funny, funny man. It's probably going to be good.
Oh, I'm excited for it.
It'll be good. It'll do the same it'll be the same trajectory as all of his other shows, where it's really good when it starts, and then he leaves it, and it goes to shit, and it goes on for too long.
Okay. Well, the question also still hasn't been answered. What is the line The Simpsons could cross where it wouldn't be canceled? So you definitely think...
Where it wouldn't be canceled.
How about they show Bart's penis?
They did that in
the movie. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
They showed a little kid's penis in the movie.
In national theater.
You know
what?
Once you do that...
And then Ned comes out and says, "Wow, that's Bart Simpson, my neighbor's penis."
Quagmire comes out and he says, "Giggity."
Homer says, "No, my boy's penis."
he puts his face up right next to it.
Every character one by one from Springfield shows up. It's love to fans of the series. You get to see everyone.
Everybody has a different
everyone
reaction.
Has a different reaction to it.
That's Bart's penis.
That's my Marge impression. So definitely Bart turning into Bart
transitioning.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bart turning into a penis.
That's it. That's what it is.
That would get national headlines.
Bart turns into a penis. That's it. That is the one thing that they could do that wouldn't get them canceled, but would everyone go,
You know, if they turn Bart to a penis, they wouldn't cancel The Simpsons over that.
But it would be kind of like, why? It's weird and it's crude, but it's not controversial. Like a, how like it's not it's not a touchy subject.
Yeah, but with Fox and the morning, yeah, talking about it,
it's not exactly political.
Fox and Friends in the
morning.
They
play it very straight, like he's in the hospital and everything. No one knows what's wrong with him. It's
wait, I have to picture it correctly. To picture it correctly, is he a tiny, like regular sized penis, or is he a human sized?
He's a Bart Simpson sized penis.
He's a PNG of a penis with the hue switched to yellow.
It's Matt Groening's penis.
It's slowly fading in.
how does this episode unfold?
Yeah,
let's write this episode.
Give us a synopsis.
They have to unravel like a big cast reveal.
That's how the episode starts?
That's how it ends.
Oh.
Like he's in the hospital, they don't know what's wrong, and they have like a...
Oh, so
they
like...
have a big cast over his head, and they're like, I'm so sorry I have to show you this. And they show the head sprouting out of his hair.
I like that you've composed it like a Junji Ito comic.
They can make it a two-parter. Like they begin to unwrap, and all of a sudden like Marge's like, ah! And then it cuts to black and goes, to be continued.
She sounds very happy.
Homer goes, no!
Is he falling down a well?
No, he also falls down a well.
It's a hard cut to the black screen with the credits, and you hear him like echoing.
Yeah, it's like
over
echoing.
It.
Okay.
Like it zooms into his mouth, going, no!
That'd be really funny.
Last time on The Simpsons.
No.
Last time on The Simpsons.
I just wish we were coming
My boy's a giant penis!
I wish we were coming up with funny stuff that wasn't just Simpsons doing weird things as usual.
Now I'm imagining Bart Simpson, but the top of his head instead of the spikes is the head of a penis.
So his face is still there.
His face, but just the top of his head is just the head of a penis.
His eyes are like halfway open, like he looked weak.
He's sick from turning into a penis. His energy has been drained from the transformation.
I mean, it's a very intense process.
Wait, did the Powerpuff Girls new season, they had an episode.
No, they did not have an episode where someone turned into a penis, Ryan.
No, they had an episode about like transitioning, like transgender, except the person turned into a giant fucking monster and started attacking the city.
Was it like a unicorn?
Are we talking original or the new series? I had never even given it the time of day.
The team made statements afterwards because they were like, oh, actually, it wasn't about that, because everybody got really mad at them.
Were they trying to like be progressive and then just like...
I think that's what was...
Well, because like they were like, now this operation can be very dangerous, and are you sure you want to go through with this? And like all that.
Yeah, and they become like a
the moral
monster.
The moral of the story was to not transition and to love yourself for who you are, because transitioning is dangerous.
Remember the...
Into a unicorn, not into...
Not as an official statement from this podcast.
No, it's about all the unicorns that exist in real life who watch the new Powerpuff Girls, which is a very specific demographic, I know. It's very small demographic. In fact, it's almost non-existent.
I forgot that they even brought that. I didn't even know that. I remember I heard about them bringing it back, but I don't remember it ever actually being brought back.
I don't think
back.
It got renewed for any more seasons.
No, it's canceled.
Same with the Beavis. Sure. Remember when they brought back Beavis and Butthead? It did half a season and then went on hiatus. Because
They started commenting on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I think that one was MTV. I heard the new Beavis and Butthead was actually all right. I liked it.
I liked the episodes.
I was hearing good things about it.
I thought that they were good episodes.
The new Powerpuff Girls, no. People knew it was doo-doo and it got canned after two seasons.
I can't stop thinking about the Bart penis thing now.
What does that say about you, man?
He loves
The Simpsons.
I love this. I'm a big fan of The Simpsons
that I don't know this Bart penis concept. I can get behind it. I don't know. Something about it.
My boy's a penis. See, I wanted to say that, but I can't do a Homer voice, and then you came out and said the exact line.
Can you imagine?
When he strangles Bart, though, is the penis. Is it like, is that like a sexual thing?
Oh, no.
He goes,
it shoots out a frosty chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, he has a defense mechanism. He's finally safe from his own father.
Homer comes in the room to strangle him and just comes in his face.
Like, someone would have to come in and be like, I don't know, I got this idea. Might be a little crazy,
now
but hear
me out.
People loved when we saw Bart's penis in the movie.
Yeah, how did we get from point A to point B? How did they make the decision to make an episode about Bart being a penis?
They really needed the views.
They followed it through. They got a guest animator for the couch gag. They did the whole shebang.
Homer's acceptance is that he shaves his head and goes, I'm a penis too.
They get fucking... they fucking got Richard Williams to come out of the woodwork. And this is how the rest of the episode is Bart slowly turning into a penis.
But what... Like...
I imagine like that, like the guy
you
comes in.
You make it sound like he got bit by a penis,
and now he's like,
maybe he. Did.
I don't feel too good, Dad.
Maybe it was fucking.
Starts coughing and he realizes he's like coughing up cum in the bathroom. He's
they like, bring uh-oh. Back. They bring back Bleeding Gums Murphy. He's also turning into a penis.
And everybody on The Simpsons slowly turns into a penis, yeah. And they end the show abruptly.
Again, Junji Ito, it's very, like, Uzumaki.
It is.
God, nothing but Family Guy, Simpsons,
well, let's
and
talk about something else, then. Let's talk about something good.
Okay.
That wasn't good?
Pure, wholesome family discussion. Let's go.
And I thought you were about to say Family Guy.
Not Cool Cat.
Pure, wholesome family.
Let's talk about,
here,
firearm safety.
No, that's why we have to watch The Cool Cat.
Yeah, oh, we have to.
It's true.
That's about firearm safety.
You know what? I've only
it's a comedy about firearm safety.
We could watch the original Cool Cat. I've only seen it once.
Because it goes, whoa, it's don't really do this.
It's kind of tough to get through at some point.
I remember
it
having
really
fun.
It really is.
Had did you, we?
What?
We you, watched it. You and I watched it.
I bought it.
Yeah.
I officially own it on Amazon.
Really?
It's hard to get through because of the padding, because he has to go to the Hollywood.
Yeah,
because
of
he
all
does
the
a lot of stuff.
Song and dance stuff that lasts for like
and
15
then,
minutes.
Like the conversations in the backyard.
Everybody at the
well, it's filmed in the backyard, but it's no. supposed
they
to be.
They all look really uncomfortable at the parade because they're like, oh yeah, cool cat. We know
I've
you.
Heard of him. I haven't.
Yeah, everyone just pretends like they know him. I'm Cool Cat.
Well, imagine you're at a party and the fuck a guy in like a cat suit shows up like that.
It, I mean, it's a parade. It's not a party.
Oh, he sorry. Did, I thought you said party. I thought you said it was like a house, yeah, like a backyard party. And he shows up.
He showed up at a stag party dressed up as the Mother Cool Cat.
Does anybody like?
She says, "Oh, that's yeah."
He plays the Mother Cool Cat. Doesn't
he does.
He?
I assume
he plays Mother Cool Cat, Cool Cat, and
well,
Derek
he does.
Savage.
He has a dedicated no. performer.
Yes. He has
for
a dedicated
cool cat,
performer
right?
who cross dresses as Mother Cool Cat that he's
wait.
Married to.
Yo, if he wants to make some money, was him Chris Savage?
Derek Savage.
Derek Savage. That sounds like a fake name for like a fake infomercial sketch.
Well, what about Fred?
What's up? I'm Derek Savage.
Yeah, it does.
What about Fred Savage?
Well, Fred. Well, that's Derek. There's something about the
Derek
name Derek.
Derek is more like
I'm Derek.
In your face.
Yeah, but they should do like a Cool Cat like Oedipus Rex adaptation, where like
with
Cool
Fred
Cat,
Savage.
Where he wants to, fuck
yeah,
his mom.
Yeah, where he finds out
fucking,
that
he doesn't want to. You know what? That's not the
where
story.
Where he blinds himself and puts himself on an island for like
yeah.
the rest of his
he
life.
Out
the full. I would want
mom.
The full story, not yeah. just because you hear Oedipus Rex and you go, okay, he fucks his mom.
People kind of gloss over the whole gouging out his eyes
there's
and
a lot
being
of,
stranded on an island bit at the end.
There's well, a lot to work with.
We're in a different time, Ryan.
It's thematically heavy.
I feel like nowadays if a dude accidentally banged
his mom. Didn't know it was his mom.
Yeah, he did not blind himself. The punishment, he was like, you know what? I made an honest mistake.
Was she really his mom when you think about
maybe
it?
Maybe
she was his mom.
Was she really there for him?
Tell whose testimony are we going by here?
I mean, he's blind now. He wasn't blind when he fucked her.
How did he not know? How did they not realize they were related?
Because they didn't know each other.
But the looks, maybe they would be like, "You kind of look like my mother."
Yeah, but you're isn't that like the whole thing? Like guys go after girls that remind them in some way of their mother. So he could have just been an honest mistake.
What would Cool Cat do?
He'd sleep with his mother and then find out it was his mother and then gouge his eyes out and desert himself
oh,
on
no,
an island.
I'm a monster. Trying to remember the worst things they did. They did Homer got raped by a panda bear. That was in an episode.
Hank Hill got raped by a dolphin.
I remember that episode.
That one was funny.
I like that
episode.
And
then he rubs it and sends it off on somebody else at the end, remember?
Yep. Sends it off to Bobby.
Hank.
Bobby!
To Bobby.
You're gonna learn, boy. Defend yourself.
Dad!
That was Bobby being raped by a dolphin.
That was
your impression.
That was my impression of Bobby Hill being raped by a dolphin.
Dad,
I can't do Bobby.
He
voice.
Would regret it because Bobby would be into it or something and be like, "Why did
oh,
I do
blame
this?"
It.
Yeah,
that, I mean that. Yeah,
what was I even expecting,
Bobby? I was trying to teach you something about self-defense.
Was there ever an episode where Hank Hill talks explicitly about his feelings on homosexuality?
No, but there's some Simpsons episodes that were pretty.
Not Homer. I'm sorry, Hank.
You said
I don't know about Hank, but I know that there were Simpsons episodes where Homer was like, he made friends with really good friends with a guy and then found out he was gay and was really freaked out.
Yeah, he was like uncomfortable, I remember.
And then they went to like some gay steel mill or something.
They went to the gay steel mill.
I don't remember how that episode.
And Bart said, "Why'd you take me to a gay steel mill?" I remember. They said the word gay a lot.
Yeah, that episode was very like
I didn't like it. I remember being like,
did you ever see, weirded out. Did you ever see the edit of, what was it? It was Clay Aiken or something being interviewed.
Wasn't that the one, dude, wasn't I forgot that the one with Weird Al in it too?
No, it was a different one, but it was a good edit that the interviewer just keeps cutting him off. Like, so you're from the South? And he goes, oh yeah. And she just cuts him off. Like, yes, yeah, everyone from the South is gay. Well, she's just being aggressive with him the whole time, calling him Fruity.
Oh, I remember Fruity McGay Gay.
They're calling him Fruity McGay Gay. Like, that's just edited in, and it just sounds like this woman is being really mean to him the whole time. No. It's a good edit.
Yeah, but everyone from the South is gay.
Is that true, Matt?
Yes.
I heard that if you order the same thing at a restaurant, you're apparently gay.
Yeah, that's a known rule.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, guys.
When you go to the McDonald's, be sure both of you don't get a burger.
Sitting next to each other at the movie theaters is
gay.
Against bro code.
Popcorn.
Too close to each other in the hot tub.
One person gets juju fruit.
No, what you do is you get a large popcorn and then you ask for a small bag and then you dump some into the bag and then hand it to your friend.
That sounds like something friends of mine would have done.
I'd never eat a Red Vine, so.
They've grown
up. I'd go for Twizzlers.
Because they're very
phallic, yeah.
You turn gay if you eat Red Vine. This
what happens if I eat a Twizzler? I love Twizzlers.
You turn into a penis.
Twizzlers are a much more flamboyant name than Red Vine.
They turn you into a penis, you know.
Also, I used to not like Red Vine.
You just tried to steal my
joke. What he said.
That's why Bart turned into a penis. He ate some Red Vines.
Yeah.
The red clashed with the yellow in his system. It rejected it.
If you eat too many Red Vines, you get a little penis growing in your stomach. And this is true. That's been proven.
Is that really true?
Like watermelons?
I
remember I got told all the time when I was younger, if you chew your nails, you get a
penis will grow inside of your stomach?
That's just fat.
You get a hand that grows in your stomach and claws the side.
Stop!
You know what?
Oh, come on, man.
I hate that.
That doesn't happen.
No, I know it doesn't.
I know what that's like. No, a hand in the stomach.
I'm not freaking out because I cringe at the thought of that.
Yeah.
If you actually, Red Vines...
yeah.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
They're 50 feet long. People don't know that.
I was going to say...
They grow in the Amazon.
You like your Simpsons. Let's talk about Rugrats.
Okay.
Our other go-to funny source.
Yeah, I guess so.
There was an episode, right, where Angelica... Doesn't she, like, get afraid of the watermelon thing? Of eating watermelon seeds?
They said that Chucky ate a seed and it was growing inside of him.
I remember that from when I was a kid.
Was there footage, like, was there a fantasy sequence of him exploding?
Yes. They think he blows up.
How far does it go?
Not far.
Oh.
Wait, does he, like, inflate?
It cuts to white from what I remember. Like, the watermelon blows up or something and it cuts to white and everyone's okay.
I don't know why, but then you hear Chucky.
It goes to white because it was a fucking nuclear detonation.
And you hear Chucky in the back go,
That was a good soundbite.
There's really heavy reverb on it.
Is it possible to edit that scene so that it matches up with Akira? With the big explosion? The big explosion going off.
That would be great. Holy shit.
Anyone watch VeggieTales growing up?
Yes.
The giant explosion.
Yeah, I did.
Did you watch the what is it, the Fib? The Larry Boy?
Oh, I love the Fib from outer space.
You remember the way the Fib, when it grew tall, the way it fought Larry Boy was just sucking on him. Like, Larry Boy went into the Fib's mouth, and then the Fib was just sucking on him.
Okay,
like,
now, I haven't watched this, and you just said Glory Boy goes into...
Glory Boy. Larry Boy.
Glory Boy. Glory Boy is a good name for a gay superhero.
I thought he said Glory Boy.
No, Glory Boy's a new fighter in gay Smash Bros.
Either way, I'll go.
Yo, if they put the VeggieTales in Smash Bros.
Yeah, why aren't they?
They put Bob and Larry.
Hold on, I'm gonna show you him sucking on Larry Boy.
I haven't seen this since I had it on VHS as a small Christian child.
I had it on VHS as a small Christian child,
see,
too.
He's about to put him... Hold on. He's about to... Oh, God damn it, hurry up.
Wait.
He's dangling him in front of his
mouth. I remember this scene.
And then...
He's gonna eat him, right?
He's gonna start sucking on him.
Oh, dude, he's...
See, he just starts sucking on him. He's right there.
Yeah, he doesn't eat him. He just sucks on
him. Yeah, I thought that was weird. I'm like, he's not even chewing or anything. And
why does...
He's just sucking
on him. He's just sucking on him. Why does he do that?
I don't know. He doesn't even see his lips and everything.
How is I to know? He hated Art Bugatti. I did it.
These angles.
I spoiled the ending. Sorry for everybody.
I like the sound clip.
Oh, I did it!
I feel bad that we just spoiled the ending of
Larry Boy and the Fifth from Outer Space. Okay, did you? How long?
The rumor weed.
I was just gonna say how long?
It's the rumor weed.
Yes, it's true.
All the dads in the back with the fucking Cadillac shack.
I think I watched up until what was that? I feel like they tried to do a parody of The Producers. Did that happen? For like a Christmas episode.
And it was just beat for beat, the same exact script.
Do you guys remember when Arthur made fun of Beavis and Butthead and South Park?
Yes.
That was wild.
I do remember
They animated
that.
In
they
the same
style. They had
a
musical episode and they had Jekyll Hyde. Do you remember Jekyll Hyde?
Yeah, I remember the song.
I think it's a fun song.
VeggieTales did a Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
No one cares about that one.
That's after they VeggieTales
did the hamburger song. Do you remember the hamburger song?
He did the water buffalo song.
Fire is cheeseburger. There you go. Yummy cheeseburger. Good for you.
Yeah, of course I do.
This is fantastic.
Keep walking.
You won't knock down our wall.
Keep walking, for it's never going to fall, because it's plain to see that you are very small, so keep walking.
I imagine that was Borat for some reason.
Then there's the Bonnie.
Oh my God! I was just going to say, they got thrown in the fiery furnace!
Yep, but they were saved by God.
Poor Matt. You look so confused right now.
I'm sure he remembers it all.
I remember all of this.
I was going to say this. This is a weird visual to have, is this sad man sitting surrounded by Captain America shields.
While we're talking about...
Oh, yeah, there's an IMDb trivia thing on the screen. Because the page for Cool Cat Stops a School Shooting is still pulled up on my computer. So the whole time we're doing this podcast, that's just there.
It says, Prop Master reveals movie secrets behind iconic props. And it's a very sad-looking man surrounded by Captain America shields.
What do you think the secrets are? Do you think they're made of, like, unborn children or something?
You don't want to know how many people died to make this shield. Yeah,
exactly. It's not a real shield.
I thought it was. It told me all the shields were real.
It's not really there.
It doesn't have the real powers it does in the movie. But don't tell anybody.
His deepest
shame is that he didn't actually create powered shields.
Do you know the powers of Captain America's shield?
He throws it and it comes back to him like a boomerang.
Fuck.
Is that what it is?
Adamantium.
Thor's hammer.
Unobtainium.
Thor's hammer comes back to him. Captain America has to like bounce it off of shit and catch it again.
They stop communist bullets.
They do. They stop a lot of bullets.
But you know who could also wield Mjolnir?
It was in the Age of Ultron movie, wasn't it?
Did they actually use it? Because I didn't see the movie.
Someone else picked up his hammer and everyone was like, oh, and then people laughed in the theater. That's what I remember of the part. Okay. Someone else picked up his hammer.
Was it not anything interesting?
I think it was a girl.
Okay, then that's not right. It was supposed to be Beta Ray Bill. That's a weird alien.
Gatorade Bill?
Is that the horse thing? Whatever. That's like Ross's favorite Marvel superhero.
Yeah, they didn't use him, I don't think. I didn't see the movie, though, so I don't know.
Who picked it up in the movie? I gotta look it up.
Look it up.
I'm gonna look up blank. I'm gonna look it up on YouTube. We're all gonna find
look
out
up who the freak
who
picked up the hammer.
Picks up Thor's hammer.
Picks up Thor's
it
hammer.
It actually worked.
Whoa.
Do you see what time it is?
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.